My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. Today we are going to play Fallacy Bingo. We're going to see if these 20 people can get us 5 in a row. Should be pretty easy. Now, technically, I just poisoned the well with what I said there. I'm sure that these are completely rational and reasoned and researched and intelligent people, right?
I nursed him until he was 7, which I know people think is weird.
If we don't get vaccinated with Jesus, we will face God on Judgment Day.
Now, the focus today is going to be on the guests. Dr. Mike here is really fantastic, but last time I did one of these, I lost monetization, so we're going to try to play as little as possible. All right, first up.
I just had a baby, 7 months old. And, you know, my baby, I was like, no, I'm not getting any vaccines. The doctors came in. They made me feel like a very bad mother for not doing that, right? I was very pressured. And then I had a family friend who had a baby at the same time, was a few months in, gave vaccines to the baby. And the baby had seizures and has had seizures since. And I've also had a friend who I went on a mission trip with, and this pastor was totally healthy, two young girls, and this pastor literally got a heart attack out of nowhere, and the only thing was he took the vaccine, and there's many cases like that.
The only thing that the guy ever did in his entire life was take a vaccine. We obviously have two things going on here. We have a false cause or post hoc ergo proctor hoc, so that space gets filled. One thing leads to the other, right? No. And then we also have, it's not quite as obvious, but an argument from incredulity. There it is. There we go. Argument from incredulity and a false cause.
We were sold a bill of goods that we, the American tax dollars, paid for while these pharmaceutical companies reaped millions and millions of profits on. And I think that caused the goalpost, oh, the vaccine, this mRNA vaccine, it's going to prevent the transmission of COVID, it's going to prevent you from getting it, and others, if you don't get this vaccine, you hate your grandmother, you're going to kill all these people, and you got to do your duty and get it.
So she is not committing this fallacy, but she's arguing that this fallacy was in play, and that is the false dilemma. There are only two possible choices. There's a little bit of an argument from emotion in there, but it's pretty much a false dilemma. You either do this or you're a bad person. Basically, you have no choice. This isn't really a fallacy, but she's also kind of replaying the mantra of you're either with us or against us, like what George W. Bush said about the terrorists.
Disease, the chronic conditions that are in this country, all of the metabolic issues, and this is stemming from colonization. Putting smallpox blankets on indigenous cultures, sterilizing people in Puerto Rico, Honduras, all of these different things that have happened. And if you look at Africa, oh, by the way, Bill Gates did say something.
Yeah, I mean, this demonstrates pretty clearly that skepticism with or toward the healthcare system is not an exclusively right-wing phenomena.
Interesting. The next war will be fought with biological warfare. And I think that was raising eyebrows, especially when you look at the kissing.
Okay, so this isn't a fallacy, but this is something I've seen a lot before. Did Bill Gates say, I want this to happen? Did Bill Gates say it would be good if this happened? Did Bill Gates say that he will do this? No. It's common for evolution deniers to quote Darwin saying that and he was a racist person, but he said something like the more advanced races are going to inevitably overtake the less advanced races. His words, not mine. And people take that as an endorsement, and it absolutely was not an endorsement. It was just his rather pessimistic view of what he thinks is going to happen.
Going away from nature, and the further we get away from nature, the more diseases we will see.
Aha, there we go. So pretty clearly we have an appeal to nature fallacy. Because something comes from nature, it is therefore good. That is really not the case. Now, if you've been listening, again, not exactly a fallacy, but pretty clear that this guy is up there to filibuster and Gish Gallop. He's talking about everything he possibly can. He is just throwing spaghetti.
My oldest two children do have vaccines. My third child, he got a vaccine that the doctor said were safe that caused him brain issues for the rest of his life, and he has arrested hydrocephalus. I want to continue to say my youngest three children have no vaccines at all. They're perfectly fine. They're advanced. My son has permanent brain injury. So they say vaccine immunity is better, but as a child, when I got vaccines, I ended up with spinal meningitis. I had chicken pox twice. I almost died. But my three children that don't have any vaccines are perfectly fine. They've been traveled over 20 states during COVID. They've never got COVID. They've never got sick.
Okay, we can stop right there. So this is definitely cherry picking. Personal stories and anecdotes are not exactly data. Oftentimes implicit with the cherry picking is the false cause as well. And it was pretty clear that we were hearing that, although false cause was the first fallacy that we had.
There's more side effects from getting a vaccine than to not get a vaccine.
Aha. So that is a pretty clear false dichotomy right there. Where is false dichotomy? Wait, where the hell is it? Aha, there it is. If a medicine prevents death, but it carries with it 10 possible side effects, then because there are 10 side effects, that's worse than getting the disease. I suppose it would depend on the side effects, but if the side effects are, you know, itchy, watery eyes and bad gas mileage and, you know, minor things, then this is such a false dilemma. And this is a really common tactic with these people. They talk about vaccine injuries, but that just literally includes the pain of the injection and soreness on the injection site. I'm going to go ahead and double count this as equivocation. It's not a perfect example. In equivocation, what you do is you use a word to mean the same thing in two different circumstances when it really doesn't. I shouldn't explicitly say it, but the equivocation here would be harm of disease versus harm of vaccine, and they are not equivalent.
The chances of getting illness not vaccinated versus to getting vaccines is a lot higher than somebody that doesn't eat toxic crap, practices good hygiene. They're more likely to get illness vaccinated versus not vaccinated. There's studies that show unvaccinated children are more healthier. In Japan, they don't start their vaccine schedule, I believe, until 2 years old. Autism's almost non-existent. And
We've already used this one, and it's gonna get used so many times. But for her to not see that, this is pretty crazy. So she tells us that Japanese kids don't get autism, and the vaccine schedule is different. Therefore, that's the cause. Right after she just ranted about all the chemicals and hygiene, and she didn't mention processed food, but I'm sure that's another one of her takes. You know, Japan has like one of the longest lifespans in the world. They're just a very healthy culture. They're not a fast food, work yourself to death kind of culture like we are. Everything has to be fast. Everything has to be convenient. Sure, the trains in Japan are like that, and probably the educational system. But a better answer was literally coming out of her mouth, and yet she jumped to that. Again, it's already been used, but she's doing the appeal to nature. All we need is good hygiene.
And maybe you should branch out into holistic medicine, because vaccines have never been the answer. They were created to separate us from spirituality and consciousness. If you look at the ingredients, there's nothing.
So this is known as the I believe in magic and other stupid shit fallacy, which isn't actually on my bingo board here. So we'll have to move on. That claim, though, vaccines have never been the answer. Smallpox is extinct thanks to vaccines. It killed probably 300 million people in the first part of the 20th century, which is more than World War I and World War II combined, as well as you can also add virtually all of the deaths in communist Russia and China. And smallpox is basically on the level of all of those things combined. But nobody in the world has gotten it since 1977.
There's nothing healthy in vaccines. Formaldehyde, all types of stuff. So none of that prevents.
Okay, this is what we call a composition fallacy. Man, this lady is just, she's a gold mine. There we go, the composition fallacy. So something is the same as its parts. That is a composition fallacy. Vaccines have these ingredients, therefore they are dangerous. Chlorine, it's one of the deadliest elements, yet sodium chloride is not only not bad for you, it's actually necessary for you.
You are very good faith, which I respect.
Yeah, that's Rich coming from you, because this is the guy who, when he debated Sam Cedar on this platform, on the topic of, unless you're a billionaire, religious fundamentalist, or a xenophobic nationalist, voting for Trump was a mistake, and he just ran presuppositionalist tag arguments against him. Hypocrisy isn't a fallacy, though, so moving on.
When we have to put our whole faith and trust in these people that have been through huge billions of dollars of settlements, and they have proven that they have been unethical, they have made more profit through the COVID times than ever before as well.
So what we have here is guilt by association and poisoning the well. What he's saying about, you know, Big Pharma is not untrue. They have more lobbyists than there are people in Congress. But then this sort of shifts toward almost like conspiratorial thinking. Oh, it's all the way up and down the chain, or the doctors, the healthcare providers, and whoever else. They're also they also have malicious intent, because they use a product that is made by people that in other times and in other cases have been guilty of malicious intent. Again, hypocrisy isn't a fallacy, but the fact that this guy is a Trump supporter is just incredible, considering he's the biggest liar in American political history, and he knowingly stole over $100 million from his own supporters that he actually did. Well, he was ordered to pay it back. Who knows if he actually did.
In any circumstance, if there's a risk, there must be a choice at all times. Would you agree with that?
There's always a choice.
Well, there wasn't a choice September 9th, 2021, when Biden instituted the OSHA mandate with all federal employees and every business over 100 employees. Would you agree with that?
So I would call this, it's kind of a weak false dilemma, but it's a false dilemma. I already used false dilemma. I'll put my marker over here. I had something for false choice earlier in the debate, but I lost the timestamp where it occurs, and so we're just going to fill it in this spot. The claim that OSHA mandates removes choice, you can choose to not work for the government. Now, I understand that that isn't exactly fair, and so I admit that this is a weak false dilemma, but, you know, we're playing bingo, I'm trying to win here, so, you know, I'm going to take whatever I can get. Now, to stay consistent, if you are against this, like the OSHA mandate, the government saying you have to do this, and it's with regard to your own body, then I really hope you're vehemently against the draft, and then you would have support for draft dodgers, because the government has the right to tell you that it is your turn to go and die.
So when you say it wasn't a choice for all the service members that were part of the military that refused the vaccine, they were dishonorably discharged. Did they have a choice?
Okay, so this one's interesting. I'm not going to mark it because it doesn't count, but I have the appeal to novelty right up here. This is an inversion of the appeal to novelty. Now, why do I say that? Well, the United States military already requires all of these vaccines. So what's basically happening here is we're saying, I'm fine with all the grandfathered in stuff, but not this new thing. So instead of appealing to novelty, it's a rejection of novelty. But I wouldn't call this an appeal to tradition. So I'm not going to mark the appeal to tradition one, and we're going to leave appeal to novelty alone. It's just a funny case of an inversion. You know, you also can't willingly, it's not just about vaccines. You can't just willingly leave the military. It's called going AWOL. And being in the military, like, literally puts you in harm's way. So, I mean, whatever argument we're going to make about, well, they can't tell you you have to do this if you want to be a service member or whatever, it really just kind of reeks of hypocrisy in a lot of cases. I can be sympathetic to the idea that the being labeled or being given a dishonorable discharge, probably, I don't know, I can be sympathetic to that being unfair.
Okay, assuming he does become head of the health department, wouldn't he now technically be considered the expert? Not an expert, but the expert?
Aha. So we... Oh, we won. Wow, we won already? So that is an appeal to authority. Now, if RFK becomes head of HHS, then he's the expert. So appeals to authority are fallacious when the person in question has no relevant qualifications, experience, credentials, etc. with regard to the thing we are talking about. Oh no, everybody, I just realized that I have incredulity on here twice. So that means that this spot doesn't actually count. So I haven't won, and I'm going to have to put a different fallacy in here, the middle ground fallacy. That's where you say, like, the in-between of two extremes is likely to be, you know, a better reflection of reality or more likely to be true.
Okay. Do you allow your patients to write bad reviews about you if they had a bad experience?
It's not my choice to write it or not write it.
No, do you allow them? Or would you remove it?
No.
No what?
I would not remove it.
Okay. So if we look at Facebook, Google, YouTube, they suppressed so many anti-vax posts, legitimate declarations of they were injured, serious deaths. ABC News went on Facebook and they posted a simple question. Who do you know or yourself that was seriously injured from the vaccine? Over 200,000 comments that were then removed by Facebook.
This is tu quoque, which I think means and you. And it's when you try to point out hypocrisy in a guest. The charge of hypocrisy on here goes something like, oh, well, you think doctors shouldn't remove bad reviews, but the government asked Facebook to censor things. The guy's a healthcare provider. What he thinks healthcare providers should or should not do is his business, but he doesn't necessarily have any business personally legislating what the government ought to do.
I'd like to start by saying that HIV does not cause AIDS. AIDS is actually brought on when your white cell count goes below 200. So to say that HIV caused AIDS is inaccurate information. It's actually when your blood cell count goes below 200.
Oh, this idiot. This is a horrendous oversimplification. I have no idea why she's doing this. Does she not believe that the HIV virus exists? Or is she trying to be pedantic as if that proves anything?
Is there anything I could say today that would change your mind?
I'm just asking your opinion.
I'm asking you a question.
Probably not, because I actually read and study.
Okay, so this is an appeal to authority. She has read and studied, and she's sort of making herself the expert.
Even my friend Liana Warner Gray, she is the author of The Earth Diet. She had cancer right here, a tumor, and she got healed through organic foods. She is...
No, she didn't.
A huge, huge promoter of RFK and Maha. And she talks about how this is the way to heal the world, is through the natural medicine of God. God gave us everything that we needed. The reality is, if we don't get vaccinated with Jesus, we will face God on Judgment Day. It's not just about health.
Hold on. I need to check something. Definitely an 8. Eight point eight. Okay. If we don't get vaccinated with Jesus, 9.2. So where does that put us? In the crazy zone? Oh, God, it always... They're always crazy. Okay, so we have a kind of genetic fallacy going on here where she says, because we got away from Jesus or whatever, that's why it's bad. Only what's good is sourced through what I believe in, which is the source is good. Therefore, everything that comes from it is good, and everything that doesn't come from it could be bad. And this gives us a double bingo. We just won twice. Because of the appeal to tradition that is pretty obvious within there as well. There's still some fallacies we haven't seen yet, so let's keep going.
My question to you is, how is it possible that someone could potentially get Bell's palsy 3 days after she got a flu vaccine, which could have permanently allowed her face to be paralyzed for the rest of her life? versus someone who got it and maybe didn't have those symptoms.
So I think here we have an argument from ignorance. Michael explained that we don't actually really know what causes Bell's palsy. It's kind of the same story with autism as well. We don't really know directly what causes it. We understand a lot about it, but really not what causes it. And that allows people to slip in their own explanation, but that's an argument from ignorance.
Understood. So what would be an example of the misinformation that you're referring to?
Like that vaccines cause autism.
So they don't cause autism, you're saying?
Correct.
At all?
Correct.
Well, that's news to me. Okay, what about death? Doesn't the vaccine save lives?
Correct, it lowers the death rate. It doesn't prevent it 100%.
Okay, so why are people dying?
Because it's not 100%.
But reality is, the majority of the people who were dying were vaccinated people.
Correct, because most people were vaccinated.
There are no fallacies here. That's just such an incredibly good own that I had to show it.
My name is Janelle, and I'm also an educator. I'm a conscious sex therapist, so I deal with longevity, preserving the body, and
they have links to people's channels in the description for this video. Go and look at her YouTube channel. It is wild.
So I think the real villains are people like Fauci, right? Did you know that his salary is like $500K and the highest, they said, and he's worth $11 million? Crazy. Maybe he's getting the rest of that money, but
I can't believe it took this long, but there's our first ad hom attack. I really thought that would be one of the first things that happened, but it took over an hour.
There really is no safe vaccine.
I think it largely depends on what your definition of safe is. When you're outdoors, there's a chance you would get hit by lightning. But if you're in a field by yourself, I consider that to be a safe place. Does that mean it's without risk? No, there's bacteria in the ground. There's lightning above. There's also all sorts of risks. But I think when you weigh the risk versus benefit, to say that means you're largely ignoring data that shows that vaccines are largely safe.
Very well said there by Mike. But what was going on there was a shifting of the goalpost. And part of that was cut out, so maybe you didn't get all of it. But the claim is that no vaccine is safe because every single vaccine has a possible side effect. So if you just say every single vaccine is dangerous, the goalpost is really close. Then somebody counters with, hold on, vaccines prevent death though. And then they say, well, yeah, but they all carry some potential risk. Now the goalpost is moved way out here. Now what they're trying to do is make you prove to them that vaccines are safe, but they drastically changed what safe means. Okay, I obviously wasn't paying any attention to what I was doing because we had Gish galloping earlier, which isn't really a fallacy, but whatever. We did have appeals to emotion within there, and then personal experience, we had that because we had cherry picking as well. Now, I guess those are kind of the same thing. So the only thing we didn't see was a real appeal to novelty and middle ground. This was just for funsies. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I will see you tomorrow.